Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years?
Storing away the time. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customers, ageofthecustomer.com, and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient. Just won five awards, five international awards, folks. The Third Ingredient is The Third, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And, of course, both of those are available at Amazon. Dr. John Huber is our guest, our longtime Brain Trust member, chairman of Main Street Mental Health. He's a clinical forensic psychologist. He's a professor of undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. And he's got a certain amount of mental illness himself because he's trying to start. He's got his own radio show. That can't be a good sign, folks, right there. John, thanks again for being here. You brought with you some research on how millennials are responding to stress in the workplace. 4,500 people you surveyed. Give us a couple of other elements of this report. And then I've got a couple of thoughts I want to share. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the report makes it out like you know, this is just the worst ever. And I think you hit it on the head that there are some amazing young people in there, in that group, and a lot of them are just excelling really well.
Yeah.
But that whole idea of the non-competitive sports, that toughness you talked about. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're finding out is one of the biggest things. We learn from failure. And if we're never allowed to fail, and a lot of the helicopter parents have stepped in whenever kids are about to face that adversity because they don't want to see their kids struggle and hurt. But the job of a parent is not to protect you from being hurt. It's to help you learn from that. And you hit it on the head. You know, if you just learn that everybody gets a trophy, you're fostering mediocrity.
Your parents are not supposed to keep you from getting hurt. They're supposed to keep you from getting killed or maimed. You know, you need to get hurt a little bit from time to time. But go ahead, finish up.
And you know, it for me, it's one of the hardest things. You know, when my kids are suddenly struggling and working out a project, and they're just, I just don't want to do this anymore. And I'm like, you got a long road in front of you of education and hopefully college and then any kind of specialty education you want to get after that. And, you know, we have let our children fail. And people are like, oh, my gosh, why didn't you jump in? And well, because that's not my job. My job is to teach my kids to learn from failure and to learn to adjust to adversity and realize that the only real control we have in this world is how we react to the things that happen to us.
Well, here's how it manifests for me with millennials over the years. Number one, if you come to work for us, you become part of our family, and there's really not anything you can do about it. We kind of love up our folks. We take care of our folks. And we sort of adopt them, you know, and as long as they're here, we adopt them, whether we're going to fire them ultimately or not, we adopt them. So there's no question in their mind that we care about their well-being. There's no way for them to get any other notion in their head that we're not sincerely interested in them as a human being. So then when I get after them, when I set them down and say, hey, you screwed up, let me tell you what you cost us. You know, and I, you know, you and I went over this, and you know, whatever I do, I don't yell at them, but I do put a fine point on it, right? Let's see what we did. Let's find out what we can learn about this. When I've done that in the past, you would have thought I was about to send them to the gallows. I mean, you would have thought that the firing squad was locking and loading, and you know, we were putting a bandana around their eyes or something. I mean, you've never seen so much jumping and quivering and they couldn't wait to leave the room. I mean, just almost backing out of the room. I mean, they just can't stand any kind of criticism. It's astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. But ultimately, I've had to say, now, guys, look, I know you don't like this, but if you don't like this, what's coming after me is going to, this is going to look like a cakewalk compared to what you're going to have to put up with if you're going to be successful. So I try to teach them, I don't abandon them, I try to teach them that, hey, guys, you're going to have to learn how to buck up a little bit. Now, do you want to, you want me to help you buck up, or do you need to go somewhere else and be successful? That's what I tell them.
Well, and that's interesting, Jim, because, you know, I actually get requests from businesses to come in and work with their teams because they realize that there's something good there with these groups of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think the school system has harmed them inadvertently.
I don't think it's inadvertent. I think they've intentionally. I don't think they meant to harm them, but there's no question that what they did could have been predicted.
Oh, yeah. And so then parents were trusting the schools to do things.
Right.
And then college has failed them because it wasn't designed for
right.
that. And it's falling on the employers to do
that's exactly
what you just said.
And what I have said, John, is that we now not only have to employ train our young people, our young employees.
That's right.
We also have to raise them at the same time.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. And
so,
folks, this is based on a survey that John has brought us, where millennials are having this, they're reporting more and more difficulty dealing with stress at work. They're not more than other generations. So the chickens are coming home to roost, folks, on this behavior and the way we've raised them. Hey, John, good job today. Give us the website quickly one more time.
MainstreamMentalHealth.org. And remember, life is what happens while you're making plans, so always buckle up.
There you go. Thanks, John. John Huber, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.